Material, which is the content of the actual stuff that you're saying that's funny. It can be material in terms of what you use to shoot something, like the things that you use. It can be the actual whatever it may be within the movie, okay? Like the actors, whatever, okay? But that's the material that, say, the actors may use. All sorts of things can be dialogue, but material is really the content when we talk about films. It's really the idea that it's the feeling, the emotions, whatever the message is, and size of the film. That's the material, okay? So make that distinction, because inside of a movie, that is your world. And so use material outside to make this incredible world. But the material itself is what you actually see. Everything there. Coming up, American Slang.
Hey, welcome to American Slang. I'm Duran. 今天我们来讲解影片叫六天七夜的最后一天，最后一部分。好，仍然有很精彩的俚语带给你。下面这个片子你会看到我们的这个 Robin， 他和这个那个男的叫 Queenie，Yes，That's right， 他们两个人一起修好了飞机，对，而且还躲过了那个走私船的袭击，就要起飞了。这段片段呢，看起来挺惊险刺激的，一起来看。
开动！
这个东西叫 Give me a hand， 把手递给我，它的意思是 Help me。 所以如果你讲 Give someone a hand just means to help them， 你帮助谁就表示把你的手递给谁，记住了，叫 Give someone a hand。 第一个例句是这么讲的，叫 Hey， could you give me a hand and pass me the scissors？ I can't reach them myself。他的意思是，嘿嘿嘿，帮帮忙，把那个剪刀递给我，我够不着，帮帮我，叫 give me a hand。 那么全句我们再说一遍，这个句子叫 Hey, could you give me a hand 干什么帮我，叫 and pass me the scissors， 是剪刀的意思，把剪刀递给我。为什么后面讲到，因为 I can't reach them myself。 第二句，我跟妹妹讲，嘿，去帮帮爸爸吧，看那个垃圾那么沉，看起来去帮他。好的，清楚，我可以用英语来表达，叫 Hey, why don't you give dad a hand with the garbage? It looks heavy. 来看这个句型，我们来分析一下，解剖它一下。我的建议叫你去帮帮他好吗？这个句型建议表示叫 why not， 所以我用它叫 why don't you， 帮爸爸叫 give dad a hand， 帮他什么呢？如果把具体的内容要说出来的话，有一个介词叫 when，好，把它放在这个地方，后面加东西就可以了。帮他拎那个垃圾脚 ，with the garbage。我们说起来，那个东西看起来很重，叫 it looks heavy。所以全句我们再说一遍，这个句子叫 Hey, why don't you give dad a hand with the garbage? It looks heavy.
快下来呀！
间快要看完了，那么 Robin 和 Queenie 也要道别了。下面这个片段你会看到 Robin 来到了医院和 Queenie 说再见，两人之间除了再见还会说些什么呢？一起来看。
What's the deal here?
You
with us?
Maybe.
So now what?
Look, I'm pretty set in my ways, and you've got all kinds of possibilities. You deserve someone. For sure.
Don't you think that's up to me to decide?
Let's be smart about this.
好，来看过上面的片段，来学习下面这个句子。这个句子叫 What's the deal here?
What's the deal here?
来看这个词，我们好像以前见到过这个 deal， 再复习一下也无妨。这个词有很多意思，它有一个核心意思是交易买卖，不过这个句子里面跟它无关。 What's the deal means What's going on? What happened? Or Hey, what's the situation? 那就表示出什么事了，怎么搞的，我们叫 What's the deal。 大概一个例句叫 Hey, you said You picked me up at 10 And it's now 11 What's the deal? 你这话的意思是你小子可说过十点来接我，现在你看看十一点多了，怎么搞的嘛？ What's the deal? 来看第二个例句。 Hey, 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 Jessica 她要去悉尼了，不是墨尔本，是去悉尼，我们要有一个 farewell party for her。 记不记得我们要跟说再见，来一个告别的舞会。她就 Hey, 你来不来？嗯， I don't know. Hey, what's the dealAre you coming to the party or not? 这句话的意思是，如果你说你不知道来不来，我说嘿，怎么搞的？来还是不来？痛快一点。于是我说 What's the deal? 你想的是怎么搞的？
Don't you think that's up to me to decide?
Let's be smart about this. You're not going to move out here and become my co-pilot. And I'm not going to go to New York and be your receptionist, so...
我们来看下面这个原点，这个句子叫 Let's be smart about this.
Let's be smart about this.
我们要教给你的这个核心短语叫 To be smart about something. This phrase means To be wise and practical. 来看这个短语的意思就表示，嘿，你做事情，你交朋友，你要放大瞳孔看仔细了，聪明一点，现实一点，所以这是我们中文里面的，你干事情可要放聪明一点，我们就叫 be smart about。 好，我们来看例句。第一个听好了，叫 Hey, you have to be smart about the kind of friends you make. Not everyone is honest just like me. 这个话的意思是 Hey, 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 交朋友，交朋友没问题，不过你可得聪明一点，跟那些人做朋友你可要聪明一点，不是每个人都像我一样诚实的。这句话我再说一遍，你要干聪明。什么时候放聪明？放聪明的意思是你要 be wise and practical。 这个句子叫 Hey, you have to be smart about be smart about doing what? You have to be smart about the kinds of friends you make。 我们再来看第二个例句。第二个例句是这么说的，叫 Hey, if you want to be a famous actress, you have to be smart about it and take good roles. 这句话的意思是，你想当女演员，还想成名，那好那好，告诉你，放聪明一点。我的意思是说，不是对我，是在挑角色的时候，你要放聪明一点，挑一些好的角色给你自己。好，这个句子我们再说一遍，叫 OK, look, if you want to be a famous actress, you have to be smart about it and take good roles.
What's the deal here?
Deal?
With us?
Maybe.
You know what I mean. Don't you think that's up to me to decide?
Let's be smart about this. You're not going to move out here and become my co-pilot. And I'm not going to go to New York and be your receptionist, so...
我们在结束之前来一个大总结QQ6，看看今天学的东西。在鱼里面学过的一个短语是跟手有关系的，那个短语是表示帮忙谁，它叫 give somebody a hand， 对不对？但是我要提醒一点，如果你想表示帮帮他干什么，那个短语要后面加上 with， 别忘了，还记得那个例句吗？叫 爸爸，他那个 garbage 太沉，于是我说 ，Hey，why don't you give dad a hand with the garbage？ 记住这个结构就可以。接下去我们学了一个原点，表示 ，Hey， 你怎么搞的？你说好了来，结果你不来，你怎么搞的？犹犹豫豫，那个短语我们叫 What's the deal？That's right，What's the deal？接下去刚刚讲了一个短语，表示你干事情，你做人你要聪明一点，那个短语叫 Be smart about something. That's right. 好了，别走开，接下去是原声碟。
Welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Allison. Today we're talking about a song from the movie Joseph, King of Dreams.
I thought I did what's right. I thought I had the answers.I thought I chose the surest road, but that road brought me here.
This song is called Whatever Road's at Your Feet. Now, when something is at your feet, it means it's in front of your feet. I guess really, if a road is at your feet are on the road. But you don't say you take the road that your feet are on. You say you take what's at your feet, something that'sright before you, in front of you. And the road is the direction in your life. It's where you're going. And Joseph sings, you've got to take whatever road's at your feet. You've got to make whatever progress you can. Progress is improvement, move forward. So maybe you don't really know whether or not you should take this job, but you've got to just go forward. The job came to you, so you take it and you go. You've got to make progress. You've got to go ahead. You can't just sit here and wait. So Joseph says, even though you don't know why you're going forward, why you're supposed to be, you know, traveling to China or traveling somewhere else, but these things are happening, and you've got to just go. Just go. Although the map you hold is far from complete, map, detour, and complete, finished. He's saying it's not finished, this map, the map of your life. You don't know how your life is going to end, where the next road will lead. It's not complete. You've got to take whatever road's at your feet. So even though you don't know where your road, the life is going to go, you've got to keep going. You've got to just go with it. So that's what he's singing about. Let's listen to the song, and I'll see you next time on Action English.
Thought I did what's right. I thought I had the answers. I thought I chose the surest road, but that road brought me here. So I put up a fight and told you how to help me. Now just when I have given up, the truth is coming clear.